Now, I know he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but the 16th annual Dogtoberfest for the Suncoast Animal League is coming up very soon at Highlander Park. And Dunedin Executive Director Rick Shabbaty is joining me. It is the 16th annual, right?
Ann, you're never wrong, so I don't have to worry about correcting you. It is the 16th annual, and it's coming up on November 15th at Highlander Park in Dunedin. And we haven't done one in a little while.
Yeah.
COVID and then the hurricanes. We're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, seeing Highlander Park used as a debris station, that was very disheartening. It really was.
It truly was.
But it's back. All out of the way. And actually, I was just up in Highlander Park over the weekend. And this is going to be a slightly different layout this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit smaller than what we've done in the past. And there's a couple of things. And one of the sad things is we won't be doing running of the wieners this year. The numbers of entries have just dwindled to the point where it really wasn't worth trying to get the bleachers and everything set up and the whole works and that. So the that was a tough one to give up, but it was just one of those things that it gotten to the point where it wasn't working anymore.
Well, I understand that. Been there, done that. But it's not that you won't have anything for all the pets and including the wieners to take part in, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have one of the biggest things that we've done over the years, and it continues to become more and more popular, is the lure coursing, where the dogs get out there and they get a chance to run and they've got a little thing that they chase, and it's pretty hilarious because some dogs are incredibly fast and good at it, and other ones, they run 10 feet, and like, I'm not doing this. it's pretty funny and such, and then we have a speed gun there, so we can track how fast your dog is running and such. So it's just a lot of fun, and every year that continues to grow. Santa Claus will be there.
All right.
So we'll be doing photos with Santa. We'll have dog adoptions there. We have a big booth set up for cats.
Oh, good. More cats.
Yeah, there's some great food trucks that are going to be there. It's just the alumni parade, which is another thing that has grown and grown and grown throughout the years.
Yeah.
And that's a very emotional time for all of us because we get to see some of these dogs over the, that were adopted from us over these past 19 years. And that are coming out and we get to revisit with them and see how they're doing with their families and all of that. So that's that's a great time. And then there'll be a ton of vendors out there. And it's a fun day. And it's just a chance to come on out and spend time with your family, your dog, and walk around, enjoy yourself and relax. Have a beer or two.
Have
a beer or two and great food and see all the other families and with their pets and such. It's really a great time.
And you're still kicking it off with the ride for the animals, right?
We are. So the ride for the animals starts about 7:30 in the morning for registration. And it's a 12-mile ride. It's not a competition. It's just a fun ride. So there's a 12-mile ride. There's a 31-mile ride, a 55-mile ride. And then, of course, and your favorite, the 62-mile ride.
Oh, always my favorite, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're talking 62 feet, yeah. But they do a beautiful job with that. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
It is, and hopefully we're going to have great weather this year, so it's not going to be too hot like sometimes it is in the past. But, that's a big part of the event. And then the riders, once they get back, they can come in, and Dogtoberfest should be about underway by the time they're getting back. And
oh, yeah.
They can, you know, put up their bikes and walk around and have a good time.
Rick, I have to ask you, you've been doing this a very long time, and we've seen wonderful years. We've seen shorter years. We've had alumni come back that, you know, their stories have been incredible. What are some of the things that really stand out in your mind about Dogtoberfest that really keeps it going?
Well, it's kind of what we talk about. It reflects the pets. It reflects the families and how they go and do things together, and you know, that interaction on the way it's supposed to be. Because, you know, right now it's, you know, in all these years I've been doing this, this is some of the worst times that I've ever seen as far as animals being surrendered by the owners, animals being dumped. We are constantly being contacted by other shelters asking for help, and we try to help the best that we can. But so this is a day that you see the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, you get to see the families that come out, and, you know, we've been around now for 19 years. So, you know, a lot of the dogs that were adopted years ago are getting older and older. And, you know, we don't know how much longer they'll be around. And this is a chance for them to come out and sort of reminisce with us and that stuff. And one of the things I get the biggest kick out of is how many of the dogs remember us, remember Annette, you know, Carrie, and all the dog walkers and that took care of them when they were there. And they do really, truly remember us. And that's a very emotional time for us.
It is. I remember, it would have been the last year I saw him, and I can't think of the gentleman's name now, the tiny little dog that was always dressed in the motorcycle outfit, and his owner passed away.
Harley.
Harley, thank you. Seeing him, it just broke my heart, but he was such a big part of Dogtoberfest, and like you say, they stand out in your mind. They are family, whether you're the owner or not.
They do, and you go back, and it was always nice when the wooden stage was there.
Yeah.
You know, that set things off, and where the dogs could just walk up with no problem and, you know, stand in front of the thousands of people that were there. We can tell their story and reminisce again and that. So, there's a lot of fantastic memories. And running of the wieners, you know, you were out there in the middle of it with us. We saw it.
That has always been the wildest part of it. I mean, it breaks my heart that we're not doing it. But again, those people are still going to come out. They're still going to participate and be a part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The dogs just aren't, exercising the way they used to. it was so much fun to watch some of those that, they were racers. And then you get other ones that were, you know, just crowd pleasers, and, you know, signing autographs is they walk around the fencing and that stuff. And that
they really,
you know, plus there was always, you know, running of the wieners. There was a lot of good jokes about that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, we were awful. We had the best time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're not going to have a great time when you come out this year. Under the Oaks, Highlander Park, Saturday, November 15th from 11 to 5. And a big part of this also is the Blessing of the Animals, and that's going to be later in the afternoon at 2:30. So make sure that you are there for that. Rick, anything I haven't asked you that you'd like to pass along?
No, I think you've hit on everything. And normally we start the event out in the past with the Blessing of the Animals. We want it to happen when the alumni parade ends and all of the dogs that have been with us for years are there to go through the Blessing of the Animals. So that's why we set it back for a little while.
That makes sense. No problem. Well, Rick Shabbaty, Executive Director, Suncoast Animal League, I'm thrilled that we're back for another year. Everybody's going to enjoy themselves under the oaks, and if you're not careful, you're going to go home with a new friend.
Yeah, we're hoping that.
We'll work on it for you. Rick, thank you so much. Yep. If someone wants to volunteer, make a donation, be a part of the Suncoast Animal League, what's the best part or best way to do that?
To go to our website, suncoastanimalleague.org, and all the information's there. You can download volunteer applications. And as you know, Ann, there's all kinds of things. You can, you know, there's cat care, there's dog care.
Sure.
You know, there's events, helping with events. There's our thrift shop. There's just so many different things that you can do to help out. And, you know, we certainly need it.
There's always room for one more, right?
Oh, you got it.
All right. Rick, thank you so much. Don't forget, if you need any information, the links to all of this will be in Ann Ventures at 105.5 The Dove on the app and 105.5thedove.com. Rick, thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you soon.
Sounds good, Ann. Thank you.